divine love.
Love erases everything, destroys all bad things, dissolves all boundaries. That is how Jesus cleansed the sin of his disciples, by love. When he was on the earth, he housed this love. When the Buddha was living, he housed this love for us to enjoy. And so, we could learn to love like he does, to learn to develop our love, to recognize and to eliminate all limitations in order to free our love again. So they set an example. That is why people love masters. They do not have anything else. They might not be good looking, they might be young or old. It is nonsense to say that a master should be a certain way. He could be a hunchback, it doesn't matter. The love is still perfect inside the body that houses it. That's what attracts people. It is because we have this love within us. So when we see something similar in greater amount, we like to dive in and rub ourselves in it. If you are initiated in this kind of science, you will recognize your limitless love. If you practice hard and have faith, with God's will and grace, you will have love like Jesus had, and become like him. You can become a Jesus in a miniskirt and high-heeled shoes. Jesus came and taught us that we must love our neighbors, and greater still, love our enemies. Buddha, Muhammad, Socrates, Lao Tzu, all taught the same thing. So I have come to this country also to remind you of the same ancient message. How to develop this great love within you, so that you can love your neighbors. This love is invisible, but it is so great that we can feel it, and we can use it at will. Why is the great force within called love? Because it forgives all our sins and cleanses all our sins. It does not matter what kind of wrong things we did before. If we make contact with this love and know this love, we are clean like a baby. That is why it is called love. Love knows no sin, no boundary, no past, but only the present. Jesus used this love to cleanse the sins of his disciples. Buddha used this love to take people back to the kingdom of God. And Krishna of India, because of having this love, is still loved by the people of India and praised by them.
Question.
What can you speak about love? About the capacity that we have as humans to bring it down here?
Master.
True love, divine love, we cannot, except when we know God. Only when we love like God loves, then it is truly love. Otherwise, it is only a portion. A portion of God's love comes between men and women, binds them together, makes them happy. A portion of God's love comes between a mother and child and makes them feel a very special bond. Similarly, a portion of this love comes between any beings, human or non-human, and bonds them together and makes them happy. Could you imagine the whole portion that is being radiated in the whole world? That is why people feel comfortable in the presence of this kind of God's love flowing through a master. That is why, since ancient times, people worshipped these kinds of masters. That is why everyone followed Jesus, despite all the persecution. That is why everyone adored Buddha. When people's levels were high enough to receive his entire love, they bathed in it, enjoyed it, and didn't want to leave. So, every time they saw him, they couldn't keep their eyes off him. It is because of this love that is within everyone, but we just limit it by our own conception. Once we are free of all conceptions, love blossoms.
When we have no more ego, we become so loving, like Jesus or Buddha, and we attract thousands of people that never want to leave us. Meanwhile, they develop their own ability to recognize their own love, you understand? Before, they only loved the one who blessed them with God's love. That is why they love their master, only because of this love. The whole portion of love is housed inside the body of the master. That is how all miracles are made. Because the law of love surpasses all other laws, including the law of karma. Therefore, the master can free everyone who believes in him, open all heavens, destroy all hells.